כן, רבי יצחק בנדר, בעזרת השם יתברך. The prayers we're talking about the year of 1919. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah. Everyone was sick. Everyone was weak. Rabbi Yitzchak was recovering from his illness, and now
it was typhus.
The typhus going around, and who knows more things than hunger. And Rabbi Yitzchak, before him, Shteranas. He's forcing Rabbi Yitzchak to go all the time to pray all the prayers. The prayer of Rabbi Yitzchak aroused all the people there. He had a very strong voice, a very pleasant voice that went into people's hearts and aroused the whole congregation. Since they heard the first prayer of Zchol Bliz, they didn't want to give up his prayer anymore. They wanted him to pray. Even though he was weak, he was after his very big illness that he had. He'd gaber, he'd pray gali, he strengthened himself and he prayed like a lion with a pleasant voice, and that took all the congregation and lifted them up a little bit from where they were. Yeah. And the people there that year, they were talking between each other. They said, it seems as if Rav Nachman Tulchiner is davening. Rav Nachman Tulchiner was the student of Rabbi Natan. Even he used to daven, everyone knew his famous davening. Everyone loved his prayers. Yeah. So when Rabbi Levi used to daven, they said, it sounds like Rav Nachman Tulchiner. Right? It's like saying, like someone will go, we don't know, and you start praying, and say, oh, it sounds like Yosef Rosenblatt. Right? It's something big. Ah, right? Ah, he's so big. That's okay. They got very excited that even though he was very weak and everything, they forced him to pray for the Almud all the prayers of Rosh Hashanah. And Rabbi Yitzchak saw that there first, so he davened. The first time of Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Yitzchak continues revealing more details. It was the days, Yemei Adin, the days of judgment, right? Rosh Hashanah. The Rav of Uman, which was Yerei Shamayim, was a little bit modern. Because the Rav, the state put him as a Rav. He had the Yerei Shamayim, but a little bit modern. And he said that since it's such a bad situation, there's bad news coming from all over directions, and it looks like there's going to be attack on Rosh Hashanah. He's asking that they'll daven immediately when they could daven Shacharis, right in the beginning, the earliest time, before Nates. And then go into the house and close the doors and the windows and everything. Okay. Rav Shimshon Barsky, the grandson of Rabbeinu, stood in front of his. The Rosh Hashanah, he told this Rav, is Rabbeinu's Rosh Hashanah. We don't listen to anyone on Rabbeinu's Rosh Hashanah. And we're going to stay in this shul, and this we're going to pray the whole day. And really? The only shul that there was prayers that year was the breast of shul over there. And even though there was shooting and bombing going around the shul, but they prayed regularly. It was such a difficult situation. Outside there was fires, inside everyone was afraid. Rav Levi Yitzchak, 22-year-old, is going to daven Musaf. The main tefillah of Rosh Hashanah and the kibbutz of Breslev is Musaf. Rabbi Yitzchak wasn't sure. But Rav Shimshon Barsky, after he spoke with a little bit of the elder Breslevs over there, he told them, commanded them, go and pray. He tried, Rabbi Yitzchak tried to get himself out of it, no, but they forced him. But so Rabbi Yitzchak started telling Rav Shimshon Barsky, listen, I'm afraid from guys, or I'm going to daven for myself. Go daven. So Rabbi Yitzchak went. And he started davening. He didn't know me mass, so we daven in the beginning. Rabbi Abba Lishinsky, one of the tzaddikim over there, he went over to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Shimshon Barsky sent it to go to Rabbi Yitzchak and said, There's fire in the whole city. You get killed any moment. You have any thoughts about the Gaiva in your heart? What are you talking about? When Levi Yitzchak is praying, and his prayer is arousing everyone, and it was pouring out his heart. Beautiful prayer. People loved it. Levi Yitzchak himself said that it was a very special prayer. And Levi Yitzchak added, you know, but the Yitzchak was trying to find his way into my heart. He was saying, Levi Yitzchak got 22 years old. He's diving in the kibbutz of Rabbi Nachman in Breslev. So Levi Yitzchak said, yeah, fine. So you get a smack from the Yitzchak. Are you giving two downs? It's okay. You're allowed to beat him up. Yeah. From that year, Tapu Ishpei, that was the first time I was a Sheikh Tzibu. 1919. It was 1919. And from that year until the last year alive, he davened every year for 70 years straight. Yeah. Yeah, after the war, Levi Yitzchak, he wanted to come to Eretz Yisrael after the Second World War. He went through a Bad Reichenhall, which is was the American refugee camp in Germany. If you could decide if you go to America, you want to go to Israel. And there was Rosh Hashanah over there. People lived there for a few years in the refugee camp. So he decided what he wanted to do. So Levi Yitzchak was there, and he davened for the Amud. And someone who was there with him said there were a few thousand people there. And he said that he mamash revived the people there. They came out of the camps, you know, in a very bad situation, but they had a lot of chizuk. So Bavom Shtelenhardt, he usually was the chazan, but that year he couldn't come. So that's why they asked him Levi Yitzchak. For 2 years he couldn't come. He was the grandson of Avi Natan. Okay, again, some Avi Natan, and 2 years later he came. So he was going to daven because he was the kavua davening. But the tzibu asked, "Let Rav Levi Yitzchak at least to daven the shachis," but he said, "No, only one shachis I'll let him. The second shachis, the son of Avraham Shteranas daven." When Levi Yitzchak went over to the bima to scream, you scream Amelech, right in the Rosh Hashanah. He got such a fear from that. Levi Yitzchak says, "I couldn't walk to the Amud afterwards." He said, "People had to carry me. They walked me to the Amud. I was such a fear when I said Amelech." Anyone heard him before say that? You know that he's a melech. It seemed like when Rav Levi Yitzchak screamed a melech, it seemed like it came out of his soul, not out of his body. And he had also a beautiful, beautiful voice, but also very, very powerful, but also very pleasant. Okay. Rav Levi Yitzchak used to say that the nigun of Brest, the breast of Hasidim, the Nusach, in the Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, it's the best pshat for the prayer. The best pshat, the words, is the way they, the breast of they say it. Okay. טוב, בסדר, אני אפסיק פה.